Module 8, Physical Symptoms. Even though anxiety can affect us emotionally and cause various mental symptoms, it can also cause a long list of physical symptoms that can take a toll on us. Anxiety is more than just a feeling. It can be a physical ailment. Since they are normally the most strenuous part about having anxiety, many people mistake it for some other form of physical illness. Common physical symptoms include headaches, nausea, increased heart rate, and muscle cramps. Rapid heartbeat. When we become anxious, our adrenaline starts to flow and causes our senses to go into overdrive. This causes our heart rate to increase and beat more rapidly. The body is processing a lot of emotions and feelings, and the heart has to pump faster, which causes the blood to flow faster. Since we cannot prevent this from happening, the only thing we can do for it is to take a rest and try to take deep breaths. Focus on your breathing and allow the feeling to pass. Tips to help relax: sit down in an open area with lots of air. Take deep, calming breaths. Allow the symptoms to pass before attempting to resume activity. Panic attack. Panic attacks are a common symptom of different types of anxiety. Although they can be serious and scary, panic attacks are not life-threatening. It often acts like the body's alarm system that is telling us something is wrong. Symptoms usually peak in a few minutes and then subside soon after. Many people who have panic attacks will have more than one, some right after another, which can make symptoms worse and increase the fear of having more panic attacks in the future. Common symptoms of a panic attack: upset stomach, dizziness, fatigue or restlessness, muscle pain or spasms, rapid breathing or gasping. Headache. Increased anxiety and adrenaline is the main culprit for causing various types of headaches. The sudden anxiety affects the muscles in our body, and our head is full of them. Anxiety headaches differ from normal, everyday headaches in that they occur more frequently, are more intense, and can last much longer. The pain can appear on any side of the head and can sometimes reach into the lower neck and spine. Unfortunately, these headaches cannot be avoided. They can only be treated or tolerated. Common treatment options include pain reliever medicines, relaxation techniques, or home remedies. Tips for relieving headaches: take a pain reliever medicine, lay down for an extended period of time, take deep calming breaths, avoid sudden changes in light or noise. Trembling or shaking. It is normal to feel some shaking or trembling when we become nervous, such as during a public speech or when waiting for an important phone call. But when we have anxiety or start to feel anxious, the shaking and trembling become more intense and last for a longer period of time, which causes us to feel as though we cannot proceed. Sometimes we become so anxious about not trembling or shaking that it only makes the symptoms worse. Trembling or shaking is a result of our body's flight or fight response and is caused by extra adrenaline or energy being rushed to the muscles, supposedly getting them ready for action. Case study. Bobby has a phobia of heights. He feels anxious anytime he has to go a few stories off the ground and definitely wouldn't fly or go on the roller coasters. So when his department was moved to the 10th floor of the building, he started to become anxious. He would feel his hands shaking a little while riding the elevator higher and higher. When he saw his new office had open windows that overlooked the city, Bobby started to get a headache and thought his heart was going to beat out of his chest. He wasn't sure how he was going to function in his new space. However, Bobby decided he would have to find a way to work in his new office or he wouldn't be able to get any work done. So when he got in the elevator, he took a deep breath and assured himself it was all right. When he was in his shared office, he sat facing away from the window or asked to switch with a coworker. Bobby knew he was afraid of heights, but he also knew he could overcome the symptoms and function as normal.